This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we close our series of lessons that we have been studying from the great servant of Christ, Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul. Already we have seen this great lesson from Saul: there is no substitute for the truth. Not ancestry, not great teachers, not sincerity, not zeal, not good conscience, not even so-called justifying circumstances. You must learn and obey the truth. Further, we learn the great lesson that the sinner is not saved by faith alone. While faith is necessary, it alone cannot save. One is not saved until he is baptized into Christ, which was the third great lesson we learned from Saul of Tarsus. And now the final great lesson we learn from this great man, namely the kind of life we must live after we become Christians. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 9 and verse 20 that immediately after he was baptized, straightway in the synagogue, he proclaimed Jesus that he was the Christ. You see, there was not a time of simply sitting around wondering what he should do with his life, but rather there was the determination that he would serve Christ right away. And so he begins to carry the message to the Jews, a party of which he was simply a member just before he was baptized into Christ himself, and right away begins to preach to them that Jesus Christ really had been raised from the dead, that he really is the Son of God, that in order for men to be saved, they must believe in, love, and obey him. There's another great passage which tells us about the Christian life, and it's found in Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. And I want to begin reading back with verse 19. For I know that this shall turn out to my salvation through your supplication and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing shall I be put to shame, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul was saying simply here, it doesn't matter whatever I may be in whatever station of life, for me to live here on this earth is Christ. And in order for one to say that and say the truth about it, he must be able to say that for him to live, Christ is the king of his life. Christ is the ruler of his life, that he really is in subjection to Christ. He must be able to say that Christ is the realm of my life. Christ is the place, the sphere in which I dwell. And in order for that to be the case, he has to be able to tell the truth when he says, I am in Christ. And the only way one gets into Christ is to be baptized into Christ. He must be able to say that Christ is the message of his life. Paul said in this same passage in verse 27, let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel. In other words, when men see what you do and hear what you say, they ought to be able to see Christ living in you. The message that you preach by what you do and say must be the message which says that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that following him is the single most important thing that any human being can be involved in. As Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in the second epistle in the third chapter, he said, you are our epistles, known and read of all men. You see, there is a very real sense in which what we do and what we say every day is a message to others. One shows by what he does in his daily life whether God is first in his life or not. So Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 3 that wives may without the word win their husbands by their manner of life before them. Now that doesn't mean that anyone can ever be saved without learning and obeying the truth, but it does emphasize the great power of the right kind of example. And so as we come to our study of great lessons from this great man of God, Saul of Tarsus, we learn the kind of life that we ought to live after we become Christians. And I urge you to take your New Testament and to study it every day to learn what is involved in the Christian life.